Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm an alcoholic. And it's good to be here. This is only my second time at this meeting. So I got roped into speaking. Anyway, I guess I could say that my story probably started before I was even born. My grandfather, who I never met, because he died when my father was 15, was a raging alcoholic, and you know, it really damaged my father. And so my father chose to you know, escape from his demons by using marijuana and telling us, at least it's not alcohol, and you know, it could be a lot worse. I had to see my dad try to kill himself. You know, no 8-year-old kid really wants to hear that. And so I, you know, I think I was fighting drinking my whole life, but I, you know, eventually gave in and got drunk for the first time when I was 11. And I remember thinking, you know, I felt really, I don't know, sophisticated or adult-like. I don't know. I just remember, you know, that feeling. And the drinking continued, and it was kind of sporadic. You know, it wasn't like a, you know, an everyday thing, but it got worse, and there were other drugs involved. And just this past Easter Sunday, actually, I was spending it with my family, and I had strep throat, so I didn't participate in any of the partying. And I have a 3-year-old son. And so I looked around at my family, and everybody was just, you know, getting loaded, and, you know, not everybody, not my mom, but, and I just, yeah, I just got really disgusted, and I just thought, God, you know, why is it like this? This shouldn't, this, you know, there's Easter eggs and chocolate, but there's, you know, drugs and alcohol, too, and my 3-year-old is there, and it's like, that's how I grew up, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm going to be doing the same thing to my son. And it hit me really hard, really, really hard. And I started to do a lot of soul searching. And then I reminded myself that at the beginning of this year, my New Year's resolution was to not drink to the point of getting sick. And that didn't really work. And then I told my sister, I think a year ago, I said, gosh, I wonder if I could be an alcoholic. And she didn't say no. She goes, maybe. So I told her, I said, if you see me getting really, really drunk and about to, you know, cross over, will you stop me? She said, okay, sure. And that didn't work out. I told her to just, you know, leave me alone. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Go away. So that didn't work out. And then, so I had my, you know, spiritual awakening on Easter Sunday and did my soul searching and told my sister, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, I was getting high every night and, you know, drinking and taking pills and choking and almost dying and things like that. So I, you know, just by kind of reaching out, and I think it was more God than anything, some arrows pointed to AA, and I went to check it out, and that was 5 months ago. And I'm just so, so grateful that my son, you know, if I'm able to do this, my son will never go through what I did, and he won't feel scared because his mom is passed out or, you know, where is she? She's partying, or, you know, I'm just so grateful. And I, you know, I understand that, you know, my dad, you know, he was very abused, and I understand the pain, but ironically, he took that pain and transferred it onto us. And I'm just so grateful that I won't be doing that to my son. And, you know, I guess by the grace of God, I hear everyone say that, he'll never see me drunk. And he's only 3, and there's been 3 times where I've been so hungover in the morning, and, you know, and vomiting like we do. And, you know, he was behind me one time, and he was kind of patting my back. And I was, you know, it's like, it's just not okay. It's not okay. But it's okay now because that's not going to happen. He's not going to have to deal with that. And, you know, my childhood is over, and it was, you know, it was less than ideal, but it's over, and his is just beginning. And I'm just so grateful, and I know that God brought me into this room. There's just no doubt in my mind. So I'm just really happy that things are turning around, and I feel really good. And I'm just glad to be here, and thanks for letting me share my story.